Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
After Super Tuesday, Trump made need Duke. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. 12 years ago, Donald Trump showed up at the Carolina Duke game on the Blue Devils senior night. Trump's 747 landed at Raleigh-Durham Airport about an hour before the game, and thanks to a private escort, not an escort service, he and his fiancée, now his wife Melania, made it to their courtside seats just before tip-off. Trump had solid orange hair that night and looked more like statuesque Melania's father than her husband-to-be. He awkwardly worked his way through the ESPN game day crowd, unlike today when he waves and smiles at everyone, thumbs up, as the presumed leading candidate to win the Republican presidential nomination. The question is, will Trump show at Cameron Indoor Stadium Saturday night? After his not-so-super Tuesday, when he won the most states but did not obliterate his opponents, Trump may feel he needs the added TV exposure on what will be the most-watched college basketball game of the season. And with the way Duke is playing lately, noted Republican supporter Mike Krzyzewski may not turn down Trump's request for a couple of seats. This time, Trump will arrive with his hair more blonde than orange, and Melania will keep looking to become the first foreign-born first lady, at least of modern times. In 2004, they sat on the baseline closest to the UNC bench, and if they do it again, they may feel like they're in a state of blue. UNC's Roy Williams, like his predecessor Dean Smith, is a Democrat and champion of the downtrodden in this country, from whence old Roy came. Trump would be perfect to join the circus act that has become game day. ESPN now sends 6 announcers, 2 to call the game and 4 stooges who take up most of the court while both teams are trying to warm up. No wonder Chapelboro.com can't even get a photo pass from Duke to shoot the hometown team. I digress. After getting blown out at Pitt and nearly losing at home to lowly Wake Forest, Coach K might ask the Donald to give his team a pep talk. It would not be too different from the Duke head coach's normal words of fury, given Trump's stump skills. No one can beat you, he might say. Your school has the most money and the fewest immigrants, who I love, by the way, even if I won't let them into the country. So go out there and kick their ass. This is Archansky. See ya.